The first week of December is already upon us. For university and college students across the nation, this also means that the notoriously stressful examination period is also rapidly approaching. Centennial Journalism's Nazar Osman reports. For many, the month of December brings the joys of family time and holiday cheer, but for post-secondary students across the nation, the pressure and stress is mounting to perform well on examinations and finals.
Everything goes on to the exam. So, for example, you'll have like an essay that's worth 30%, and then you'll have an exam that's worth 50%, and then the rest will go down to like maybe participation or other small assignments. But the fact that there's so much weighted on exams is a huge deal for a student, and so definitely stress levels are heightened.
With post-secondary institutions charging thousands of dollars in tuition and GPA records to maintain, there are never enough reasons for students to become stressed about their education, and some find it difficult to cope with the heightened sense of pressure.
Because there's some people who can actually work well under stress, and then there's people who become anxious or depressed because of stress. And I think I'm probably the type of person who gets stressed because of... who gets anxious because of stress, and I'm not able to actually get any work done, and I just end up sitting and doing nothing.
While the vast majority of students experience stress stemming from examinations, there are some students who develop mental health issues because they are unable to cope with the burdensome situation. In an attempt to reach Centennial College mental health counselors, getting through proved to be difficult, as one counselor could not find the time for an interview because he was dealing with 3 or 4 mental health crises among students at the time. However, Abdi says that she has indeed witnessed anxiety and stress in other students stemming from schoolwork before.
Like, I know someone who deals with severe anxiety, and sometimes she'll be in class and she'll just, like, have to leave because she can't handle it. So, I mean, she's told me that she has had a lot of help from... So there need to be accommodations. I think a lot of people don't understand why a lot of students are becoming depressed.
Whether it is stress, anxiety, or even a mental health issue, university and college students can find comfort in the fact that no matter the problem, there is always help on hand to support them through the difficulties and pressure that comes with a higher education. Nazar Osman, Centennial Journalism, Toronto.